News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. China took the U.S. to task on Wednesday over racism, financial inequality, and the federal government's response to the coronavirus in an annual report that seeks to counter U.S. accusations of human rights abuses by China's ruling Communist Party. The 28-page report issued by China's cabinet said the U.S. in 2020 saw its own epidemic situation go out of control, accompanied by political disorder, interethnic conflicts, and social division. Chang Zhan, the director of Center for Human Rights Studies at Nankai University, argued that the January 6th Capitol Hill riots revealed the shortcomings of U.S. democracy. He said that the two parties would sometimes do everything they can to advance their own interests. They would even go to the extreme. They would incite division, violence among people. So can the U.S. society continue to prosper under its current democratic system? He says, I would put a question mark on it. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, wasted no time in responding at a news conference at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
Our judgment is that the onus is really going to be on China to demonstrate that the pledges it's made on forced labor, on state-owned enterprises, on subsidies are not just talk, and that the Chinese government will follow through on the commitments that it's made.
China issues the report each year in response to U.S. criticism of its record on issues such as alleged abuses against minority groups in the western regions of Xinjiang and Tibet and a crackdown on opposition forces in Hong Kong. The security minister of a Somali regional administration said on Wednesday he had defected along with hundreds of troops that allied themselves to President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed. This is VOA News.